ABC Radio Australia.
Malaria is making a resurgence in parts of the Pacific. There were an estimated 1.4 million malaria cases in Papua New Guinea in 2016, a 400% increase, while Solomon Islands saw a 40% increase in cases. It's a challenge for policymakers across the region who often work in isolation from one another. From today, UNITAID and the Asia-Pacific Leaders Malaria Alliance are trying to address that problem. They've launched a collaborative platform to accelerate access to innovations to halt the spread of malaria and other mosquito-borne diseases in the Asia-Pacific region. UNITAID's Alexandra Cameron is in Melbourne for the first World Malaria Congress, and I asked her about the scale of the global malaria problem.
Malaria is an interesting story because we've seen some really dramatic gains in malaria over the past 15 years, but we still have a very large burden globally with over 2 million cases and close to 500,000 deaths per year. And in 2017, it was the first year in the past 15 years where we've actually seen an increase in cases.
So why is that? Why would it suddenly go backwards?
Well, there's probably a multiplicity of reasons for that. There has been resurgences in certain high-burden countries. The funding for malaria, as with global health funding in general, is leveling off at the same time as well. So it really speaks to the fact that if you take your foot off the gas with malaria in any way, you start to see it creeping back rather rapidly.
And so the aim is to eliminate malaria by 2030. Given that setback that you're talking about, is that still a realistic goal?
All indications are at this point that we are on track for achieving elimination in the countries that have been targeted for it. So we're making good progress there. And really, I think the message these days is that we need to accelerate progress in the high-burden countries that still aren't really close to elimination and still have very large numbers of cases and deaths resulting from malaria.
So what are the things that you've done that are successful that would be best applied to those high-burden countries? So PNG, for instance, has had just recently a 400% increase, I think, in the number of malaria cases. What can you apply there that will reverse that trend?
So I think from my understanding in PNG, one of the big challenges has really been lack of access to effective diagnosis and treatment. So in malaria, we have extremely effective tools that exist that are effective and also cost-effective. And a large amount of the gains that have been seen in the past 15 years has been through the scale-up of those effective tools. So that includes malaria prevention tools, particularly long-lasting insecticide-treated bed nets, together with indoor residual spraying. Those two interventions combined have contributed to close to 80% of the gains that we've seen in malaria in the past 15 years. And of course, we have really effective drugs for treating malaria and good point-of-care diagnostics now that are available as well. So on the one hand, we really need to do more to scale those up, particularly as we have made gains in perhaps, you know, the easier to reach populations. And now we're reaching a stage where we really need to get into those hard to reach populations with those effective tools to see further gains. On the other hand, we also need innovations because we have, you know, key challenges emerging where we're going to need new tools. So in particular, we have resistance growing to the insecticides that are used to prevent malaria.
So the mosquitoes just aren't killed by the insecticides anymore.
Exactly. Mm. Yes, they're killed. They're reacting less to the insecticides, and we also have, particularly in the Greater Mekong subregion, so it's a particular challenge for this region. Growing problem of resistance to the medicines used to treat malaria.
Mm. And so you're going to be launching the vector control platform. Can you tell us exactly, in simple terms, what that is and how that will impact on this problem?
So UNITAID is an organization, a grant-making organization that aims to accelerate access, early access in particular, to new innovations in HIV, TB, and malaria. And we have a growing portfolio of investments coming in vector control. But working with APLMA, the Asia-Pacific Malaria Leaders Alliance, you know, we came to see that in this region in particular, in addition to our investments, it would be really useful to have a platform that would allow policymakers a better access to what's happening in the global health landscape, a two-way road of communication, if you will, so that we can work together on innovation and access and vector control in the region. So the idea is really not to be a technical platform, not to talk about technical solutions or academic advancements, because that type of platform in a way already exists through another format with the Asia Pacific Malaria Elimination Network. Mm. And what we're aiming to do is be really complementary to them and work on the policy and regulatory side.